good evening, everybody. It's good to see everybody here this evening. It is great to be in the house of the Lord, amen. And we're looking forward to this time of getting together with our young folks and connecting with them. We've been excited about this. I know Philip has worked hard getting this thing pulled together. I want to thank him for handling that, and Peter and Cody are going to be speaking along with him. And we got a great looking group of young folks upstairs too, about 20 some odd of them up there. We're praying the balcony holds. We hadn't put that many people in it since I've been here, amen. But hey, I think it's going to hold up. So we want to encourage you to just have a good time in the Lord tonight. I'm going to turn it over now. Let me just kind of say this. We're just getting started tonight, okay? We got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to end up Wednesday with an ice cream social in the fellowship hall after we get done. So we're looking forward to that. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Philip, and we'll get started tonight. All right.
How's everybody doing? Y'all doing all right? Well, just the background of this youth revival, I was going to the tent revival with Ricky Fields, wasn't it, Coach?
Yes, sir.
And it just kind of burst from there. We were talking about getting the youth of Greene County involved more, and then we just youth revival. And then we had some complications with getting the date down and everything. So we just finally said, let's do it the week before the school goes back so it's fresh on everybody's brain. And the theme of this revival birthed when I went to Youth Day at New Springfield with Pastor Roy Johnson. And I spoke on standing out for Jesus. And so when I was going to the podium, it was just like God said, this is the theme for the revival. And so that's basically how this thing got birthed. It's by being Jesus-led, God-led. Because if we're not God-led, then we're useless. If we're up here doing it in ourselves, we're useless. Because we're not going to get anything accomplished. But right now, I'll be preaching tonight. Minister Peter White Jr. will be preaching tomorrow night from Historic Springfield Baptist Church. Cody Lovin, Coach's son, will be preaching Tuesday night right here from Bethesda. Then I'll be closing Wednesday night, and I'm from Union Point Worship Center. And with no further ado, anybody have any prayer requests for tonight that they want to make mention?
It's always remember me and my family.
Yes, sir. Anybody else? All right, if we'll all stand and we'll go to a word of prayer. And I'd like to ask Reverend Lewis if he'll lead us in a word of prayer this evening.
Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we praise and we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for your blessings. We thank you for your spirit of divine love. Lord, we thank you for these young people who are coming together in your name. Father God, your word declares, and a little child shall lead them and show them the way. And Lord, we ask right now, as they are building fellowship and relationship and the fellowship of Christian athletes, Father God, they sought to do something greater, Father God, to kick off this school year in the spirit of worship. Father God, we declare and we decree right now that you will make this a blessed year of school. Year for our community, for our schools, Father God, from the youngest to the eldest, Father God, that we would just be a loving community, Father God, and help show them the way to be a guiding light and a beacon of hope. We pray for the leadership of this church, Father God. We pray for those who have gathered to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage these young people to stay strong and faithful on the battlefield. Father God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord God, we ask that you would just allow us, Father God, to just enjoy you, to praise your name, to worship your name, Father God, to just be led and guided by your Holy Spirit. It is in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We just want to say thank you for allowing us to be here. We want to say thank you for allowing the blood to run a woman of our. We want to say thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to come together on one accord. And Father God, you said in Acts chapter 2, when the people got together on one accord, that you sent forth your power. Let this revival go forward with power, that lives can be touched, that lives can be changed, that this community, Father God, can be set on fire in the Holy Ghost. And it is in Jesus' name we praise you and we thank you. And the people of God said, amen.
So now at this time, we will have Peter White, his sidekick, and Stavana Green to sing.
Yeah.
This time, Cody Levin will come and we'll take up the offering.
We're having a little issue on who's going to take up the offering. But we got two coming down right now. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you're such a gracious God. Thank you for bringing the community together to get our hearts right with you, Lord. I pray and I believe that if we show up in this house with a heart that's ready to worship, that you'll meet us halfway, Lord. I thank you that you give us wallets and you give us pockets. And when we give back to you, Lord, is when you can bless us the most. So take these tithes and offering and use them to bless your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This time we will have Stevana Green come do a solo. Stevana Green is the daughter of Steve and Wanda Green. She is the only girl out of five boys, and she has been singing since she could talk and is always blessing people with her beautiful voice. Stevana recently graduated from Green County High School and will be attending the University of West Georgia in the fall to major in business. If you will, please welcome Ms. Stevana Green.
Disarray.
Say amen.
Amen.
Let church say amen.
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 Amen. It gives me great pleasure to introduce my friend, my brother, Philip Hubbard.
Amen.
Philip Hubbard is our guest speaker for this evening. He is the son of Brian and Paige Hubbard. Philip is a lifelong member of the Union Point Worship Center, where he's been preaching since the age of 8. He recently graduated from Greene County High School. He's going to start attending the University of North Georgia in the fall, where he'll major in sports broadcasting. Please help me welcome our guest speaker for the evening, Philip Hubbard.
Well, I didn't say this in the welcome, but leave it to a Baptist preacher and Coach Lovin to get a Pentecostal preacher
Amen.
To open the service and close the revival. I didn't have any spare snakes, so they're still at my church.
The box is safe.
The box is safe. If it's vibrating, there's probably a phone's in there. But I just want to say that I believe that God has already moved in this service here tonight.
Yes.
God is good. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
You know, it's amazing that God can do more in 5 minutes than any human can do in 5 hours.
Amen.
Right. Cody, Peter, myself, and Coach Loving get up here and preach for hours and hours at a time in ourselves and not accomplish anything. But when God is here and His Spirit shows up and shows out,
yes,
that's when the change will transpire.
Right.
It's a great night to be in the Lord's house, amen?
Amen?
Now, as I said earlier, just to be fair, the message I'm about to preach, I preached previously on June 14th at the Youth Day at New Springfield. So if you were there and it sounds familiar, then it is. But God told me that He wanted this preached on the first night. You know, God is very specific with His instructions.
Amen.
Look
right.
at Noah in the ark. He was very specific with His instructions. I'm excited to be preaching this message again. We were all in discussions about what the theme of this revival should be, and I couldn't think of one. And the original title of this message was Be Willing to Stand Out. But as I approached the podium to preach this message on June 14th, it was God spoke to my spirit and said, Stand out for Jesus.
Amen.
And then He brought back to my remembrance about we were discussing the theme. Now that's something, because I wasn't even thinking about this revival. I was praying, Lord, use me. It's like a song I sang, Jesus, use me, Lord, please don't refuse me, because surely there's a work that I can do.
That's right.
But he had it in my heart, and I'm making sure I was in His will to preach this sermon. And I said, Lord, I've heard preachers come through my church and say the same old message over and over and over again. It gets boring after a while, don't it, Coach?
That's right. Amen.
And I was like, I don't want to preach the same message twice, because if somebody comes again, then they're going to get bored. I said, but Lord, if it's your will, and this is something, we do this a lot. If it's your will for me to preach this sermon, I ask that at least one person get saved today.
Amen.
Well, at the end, when the altar call was made, two people got saved, two young men.
Amen.
And 2 weeks later, they got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So he doubled what I wanted him to do. So that was confirmation to me that I should preach this message. You got to try him and making sure that he's true. So if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I'd ask you to turn to the book of Luke.
Yes.
Luke chapter 17 and verse 11. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. And it says, well, first, will everyone please stand in the honor of God's word being read? The Bible says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. If you flip over one more chapter to chapter 18, verse 35, it says, and it came to pass as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night that you have given us here during this youth revival, during this first night. Lord, thank you for everyone that made it here and decided to make this their choice to be here in attendance tonight. I'd ask you, Lord, that you'll use me as your messenger. Not that I should be lifted up, nor anyone in here should be lifted up, but that you should be lifted up.
That's right.
Because, Lord, I am nothing without you.
Yes.
And, Lord, I ask you to touch everyone here. Let them be open to receive what you have to say. Not what I have to say, but what you have to say, Lord. And, Lord, I ask you that people will heed to your call and heed to this message, Lord, that we'll have more people standing out for Jesus here in Green County.
Yes.
And I ask this all in the name of Jesus, and everyone said,
amen. Amen.
Now, like I said, I'm Pentecostal, so we may get going here in a little while, and it's already warm up here. So.
Amen.
I want to use for a subject the theme of this revival, Stand Out for Jesus. Like I said, it's the theme of this revival. I've studied and restudied this sermon probably 3 dozen times, and I've studied on 4 points that God brought me, that gave to me. The 4 points are 4 steps you must take in order to stand out for Jesus. The first step is to make the commitment, not the contribution.
Amen.
The second step is don't follow the crowd. The third step is to ignore the crowd. And the 4th step, most people leave out, The fourth and final step is don't lose heart while you're standing out. The first step is making the commitment, not the contribution. Now, in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24 through 27, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Jesus was talking to them there about denying themselves to follow him. In order to make the commitment to Christ, we must put ourselves aside. We must put self aside, our own will aside, and become a true witness for Christ. Will it be easy? No. Will it be accepted by this world? No. Will it be popular? No. But God does not promise us popularity and easy, but we must strive to stay close to Him. You know, there are so many preachers, and I can name a few, who are telling people that when you get saved, life is a bed of roses. But I'm here to tell you and let you know that the devil will fight you.
Yes.
And it'll seem like all your friends have turned their back on you, but what a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus is the only friend we'll ever need to get through this life. He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us, that He sits closer than a brother.
Amen.
Yes, we could choose to be popular to this world. It won't get us far, but we could choose to be popular. But if we do, in the 26th verse, it asks us, what will it profit us if we gain the whole world, but we lose our own soul? I don't know about you, but I'd rather make it to heaven. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
There's not one thing in this world that is worth losing my mansion on the golden streets by the golden crystal sea. Yes, there are many successful people here. I've been a successful person so far in life. But if I had to give it all up, if I had to give up preaching, if I had to give up anything that I've earned in my 18 years here on earth, I'd give it all up to make it to heaven. Amen?
Right.
And I'm sure everybody in here would too.
That's right. Yeah.
Because if I fail, I can succeed in this life my entire life. I could be 100 years old and have all these awards on my wall. But if I fail and don't make it to heaven, what have I succeeded at? Nothing.
That's right.
I've succeeded about being the worst failure and going down to the lake of fire where there's weeping, a gnashing of teeth called hell.
That's it.
And that is not a prize that I want to acquire. I'd rather be unpopular down here and make it to heaven than be popular down here and make it to heaven. Because I want to make it to those pearly gates, don't you?
That's right. Yep.
Because I don't want to get to the pearly gates and Jesus look at me and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. That's sad right there. That's a sad statement.
Yeah.
A dreadful statement.
It is.
Because God created every single person on the face of this earth, but He's going to look at some people and say, depart from me, I never knew you.
Yeah, He is.
So that's why I'm striving to make it to heaven. I don't know about you, but I'm striving. Now, to the second point, there is a difference between making a commitment and making a contribution. Just because you come sit on the front pew every morning at church don't mean you're committed.
That's right.
Just because you're friends with a pastor, and I'm friends with my pastor is my aunt, but that don't mean I'm going to heaven. That don't mean I'm committed. I'm friends with most every pastor in this community, but that don't mean I'm going to heaven. That don't mean I'm committed. Just because I go to church every Sunday, that don't mean nothing with Jesus. Because it's a daily strive to stay close with Him. Paul said, or Peter, I get them mixed up every once in a while, two peas in a pod. And one of them said, I had to crucify my flesh every day.
That's right.
That's what we have to do. We have to make the commitment, not the contribution. A commitment is giving your entire life to God. There's a quote on Facebook, and yes, Facebook, but there's a quote on Facebook. Somebody said, God doesn't want weekend visits, He wants full custody.
Amen.
And that's kind of funny, but it's true. Am I right, Tanika?
That's right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Forming a relationship with Christ is reading your Bible daily. Saying prayer, not out of habit. You see, I pray when I eat, I pray when I sleep. But that's praying out of habit.
Yep.
When you're riding down your car and you're praying, that's praying.
That's
out of the sincerity of your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Now I lay me down to sleep. That's a ritual.
That's
it. Ain't it, Tanika?
That's
a ritual. God doesn't want us to have rituals. God wants us to have the sincerity of the heart so we can pray to Him. Not just, let me eat. Let me pray before I eat. No, that's out of doing it habitly. Out of a habit. But we got to stay close to Him. The Bible says it's like a marriage between a man and a woman. Let me put that out there. A man and a woman.
Amen.
Because so many people out here. But you must invest your time to God and make Him the number one priority in your life. The Bible says that God is a jealous God and wants no other gods before Him.
Amen.
I like to share a story right quick. It's kind of funny. Now, our guest speaker at my baccalaureate service, Tanika, was there.
Amen.
A few months back in May, of a chicken and a pig. Yeah, that's funny. A chicken and a pig. That's what I want to talk about. You know, you get desperate as a preacher when you're sitting here talking about a chicken and a pig. But a pig and a chicken were walking down the road one day, and the chicken says, "Hey, pig, Bethesda Baptist Church sign says, volunteer to help serve breakfast." The pig replies, "I don't know." The chicken responds, "Come on, it'll be fun." The pig thinks for a moment and says, "No thanks, I'm not interested." The chicken replies, "Why not?" The pig says, and here's the moral of the story. Because chicken, if they want eggs for breakfast, you're going to go in there and lay an egg and walk right back out. But if they want bacon or ham for breakfast, I'm going to have to make a sacrifice. You see the difference there? The chicken would make a contribution and leave. But the pig would make a commitment. So there is a difference. It's easy for someone to write a check to a fundraiser or to Habitat for Humanity or whatever and help people. But it's hard to get people out to volunteer, because I've done it myself. It's hard to get people out to volunteer. Because volunteering is a commitment of your time and effort. God wants that from each and every one of us on earth. He wants our time and effort. Not for us just to write a check to Him. So make the commitment to Christ. When today is as good as day as any. Because we're not promised another second. We're not promised the next breath. We're not promised the next blink of an eye. We're not. People say, "Oh, I'll get saved when I get older in life." You may not get older. It sounds crazy me saying this, but I'm glad I'm 18 years old, because I've heard of 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, and babies dying. But God chose me to live 18 years. I may not live past this day. I don't know what the Lord has for me. But I've made it 18 years that I could make my commitment to Christ and not the contribution. You must deny yourself and your will and go after God's will in your life. So become His child and spend eternity with Him in heaven. That's the first step in standing out for Jesus, making the commitment, not the contribution. The second step in standing out is not following the crowd. And we see, being in school, I see that a lot. Oh, just because the coolest person is doing it, it's right. No, it's not. Just because your friends are doing the wrong thing makes it right. No, it doesn't. Just because your family members or your church members are doing the wrong thing doesn't make it right.
That's right.
Just because, I done said that. Lord have mercy. I'm getting all over the place. I am Pentecostal and rambling. We read earlier about the 10 lepers being healed. But if you notice something there, 10 lepers were healed, but only one came back to thank Jesus for His healing power. Jesus asked the leper, "Were there not 10 lepers healed?" You see, that one leper could have followed the other 9. But that one leper decided to make the commitment and not follow the crowd.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead, that leper stepped out by themselves to stand out to thank Jesus for His healing power.
Amen.
See, we can't follow the people of this world just because they're well known, just because they have money.
That's right.
But we have to stand out and say, "Jesus, I need You. Thank You, Jesus, for Your healing power."
Amen.
You got to thank You, Lord. That's what we got to say. Thank You, Lord. That's the type of people we need to be for Christ. Not just the youth, but everybody in the world needs to make the commitment and don't follow the crowd.
Amen.
Step out from the crowd on faith that Jesus will fix it for you.
Yes. Yeah.
I encourage you all to be like that leper, that one leper, and make the commitment and don't follow the crowd, but stand out for Jesus. Amen. And worship Jesus for what He's done for you. If you woke up this morning, say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
If you got good help, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're here tonight, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
See, we think we're not blessed, but we got people out here on the streets that are going hungry. But if you got a roof over your head, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you got shoes on your feet, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you got If you got some good clothes to wear, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're going home to supper tonight, if you've already eaten, say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You didn't have to go through a trash can to get food. Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
See, we got to be a thankful people, not an ungrateful people.
Amen.
That's right.
I may not be the richest person in the world, but I am blessed beyond measure.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
You won't be if when you make the commitment, don't follow the crowd. We're living in a world that we won't be accepted in anymore. It's sad to say, a God found a country and you won't be accepted by standing out for Jesus. I can't control that. Jesus has got it all in His hands. Your friends may not agree with you and reject you, but don't worry. We've got a friend that's above all others.
Amen.
We've got a friend that when you're sick, He can heal you.
Yeah, that's right.
When you're hungry, He'll feed you.
Right. Yeah.
He'll be a father if you're fatherless, a mother if you're motherless, a brother, a sister. Whatever you need, Jesus is able to provide it for you.
Yeah.
He won't turn His back on you.
That's right.
Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for everybody.
Amen.
On Calvary.
That's right.
Thanks to Calvary.
Amen.
They say majority rules. It's a famous saying, majority rules. But when the majority of America is turning their backs on God, we don't have to follow them just because they say majority rules. The Bible says, step out and be ye a separated people.
Amen.
Don't mingle with them. Yes, love them. Witness to them. Have compassion. But you don't have to associate yourself with them.
Amen.
But that's the second step in standing out for Jesus. Don't follow the crowd. Now, the third step is to ignore the crowd. And I think this is the hardest step right here in the four steps that God gave me. You see, it's easy to not follow the crowd, but when you don't follow them, they'll start making fun of you, picking at you. All they're trying to do is get you back with them. But in order to stand out for Jesus, you must have to turn a deaf ear and ignore them. The picking and making fun of is just a tactic of Satan trying to get you back in. We read in Luke 18 where this blind man was lying in the road and heard Jesus was coming by. So he cried out to Jesus for healing. The people around him told him to shut up. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. People in this world are going to tell you, shut up. They don't want anything to do with you. But if God created you, He must have something to do with
That's
you.
That's right.
Because we're all His children.
Amen. Yeah.
The people around him told the blind man to be quiet and just lay there. Stay in your current situation. Just stay there because you're not getting any better and you just need to stay there. Don't bother him because he doesn't want anything to do with you. You see, the blind man could have listened to the crowd around him, but he took the boldness that God has given each and every one of us here and cried out all the more. See, we're being quiet. It's like Coach Lovin preached this morning. We need to stand out. We need to stand up. We're being quiet. The same-sex marriage, we were quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer being out of school, we were quiet. But the Bible says we have to come and stand out for Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
There are going to be people, even your friends and family, church members, that will try to get you to be quiet about Jesus. Yes, I said church members, because we've got people in the church, That's uncommon. That's not ritual. That's not on the program. We need to sit down. Just because it's not on the program don't mean we can't do it.
That's right.
They'll tell you just to be quiet. He doesn't want to have anything to do with you. But we must cry out all the more like the blind man did. Ignore the crowd and cry to Jesus for help. Like I said earlier, it's not an accepted thing anymore to be a child of God. But when you get to heaven and Jesus welcomes you, He'll accept you, and that's all that really matters. You have to be willing to cry out all the more to Jesus. Do like the blind man and ignore the people around you and cry out to Jesus. Jesus said He'll never leave you nor forsake you and that He was no respecter of persons. He created you just like He created everybody else in this world. He created you just like He created Billy Graham. He created you just like he created T.D. Jakes.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy Swagger. Everybody, the best preacher this world has ever seen, he created, he took the time to create you just like he created them. Amen. And we're all going to the same place just because they make millions on preaching. They have a television network. Doesn't mean that they're going to have a bigger mansion. We're going to the same place as long as we strive to make it there.
Yes.
Ignore the crowd. That's the third step. And cry out to Jesus in praise, worship, prayer. But don't let the people in this world quiet you down, because if you do, the enemy will have won over your life. If we don't cry out to him, Jesus said, the rocks will cry out for us. And I don't want any rocks crying out for me.
Amen.
Jesus has been too good for me to not praise him and say, thank you, Lord. He took my place on Calvary.
Yeah.
He was guilty of nothing, but we're all guilty of everything, yet he is the one who sacrificed his life for me.
That's right.
Remember, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So I'm telling you all now, as the third step is to ignore the crowd. Now the fourth and last step to take in order to stand out is don't lose heart. Now in Galatians chapter 6, 6 through 10, I'll just read verse 9. And this is the fourth step. And let us not grow weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Yeah.
Amen.
Standing up for Jesus is not a popular thing that is accepted in the world we're living in today. You won't be accepted by the world, and you may even lose some friends along the way, but don't lose heart. There's so much discouragement in this world that will bring anybody down. But if you live for Jesus and live according to His will, you'll be accepted by Him when you reach the pearly gates of heaven, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Where you spend eternity when this life is over. Don't grow weary in well-doing, but do it with joy and gladness and the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
People say that living for Christ is a boring thing, but not to me. I have fun, and obviously this morning, Coach has fun too.
Amen.
When we get the signs wrong, we just start dancing.
Amen.
But see, David danced before the Lord, so it's right.
That's right.
But I do it, I have fun, not through this world, but through the joy and gladness that God put down in me and in everybody in here. Yes, there will be times when the things of life get you down, and the devil will fight you because you are standing out for Jesus, but don't lose heart. Call Jesus up and be encouraged in Him that He would take care of you. This is the step that most people, like I said, leave out. It's a daily thing to stay close to God. It takes effort. Living for Jesus is the only life I've ever known. I grew up in Jesus, started preaching when I was 8 years old. And if God allowed me to start my life over, I don't believe I would change anything I've done, because it made me the person I am today.
Right.
And see, people in this world need to realize that we're all sinners. Every
yeah.
one of us,
that's
the
right.
churchgoers, the preachers, are all sinners. It's just some of us are sinners saved by grace.
Yes.
Amen.
It's like the song says of the Goodmans, if you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see. It was a miracle of love by every single person in here that took me in His sweet embrace. It made me the person I am today, because I'm just an old sinner saved by grace.
Yes. Right.
Now those are the four steps in standing out in this world for Jesus. Make the commitment, not the contribution. Don't follow the crowd, ignore the crowd, and don't lose heart. Now you may ask me, Philip, what will this do for me or to me? Easy answer. I believe the person in the Bible that really demonstrated these four steps was Daniel. Daniel 5:14, it says, I have even heard of these, the king talking to Daniel, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. When we stand out for Jesus, people will begin to see the difference in us, the change about us being different than the rest of this world. After all Daniel had went through, everything he did, the king noticed. We see here where the king came out and said, I have noticed you. People will notice you not for you, but the change in your heart when you stand out for Jesus.
That's right.
You all know the story of Daniel in the lion's den. The decree was signed, and Daniel went and opened his window and shouted his praises. The king shut everybody else up but Daniel. Daniel was the only one in the city that didn't shut up. He made the commitment. He didn't follow the crowd. When everybody else shut up, he kept on praising him and did like the blind man and cried out all the more. Opened his windows and started crying out all the more. He ignored the crowd. The king told him, if you don't shut up, then I'm going to put you in the lion's den. He ignored the crowd. Daniel, even while he was in the lion's den, didn't lose heart. Instead, he was steadfast in his faith and went to sleep while in with the lion, knowing that everything was going to work out. Stand out for Jesus. Now, I know this message was kind of all over the place, but I hope somebody, if not one person, it was worth this one night of revival. If one person gets saved here tonight and stands out for Jesus, it was worth all the preparation. It was worth everything that everybody that had a part in this worked for. Greene County needs more people to stand up for Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. See, we're sinking, basically. We're the Titanic right now. Greene County. And yeah, I'm from here. So, yeah, I'm saying my county, my home county, is a Titanic right now. But see, it wouldn't be like that if we didn't stand out, if we stood out for Jesus. If we didn't sit in our little corners and say, don't move me, don't touch me, I'm not bothering you. I'm just being over here, being myself, accepting everything that goes on. We don't need to accept. We don't need to be a yes man. We need to say, no, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with same-sex marriage. I know that's a world thing. I don't agree with same-sex marriage. Prayer needs to be back in school. They say you need an army to put prayer back in school, but one woman took it out.
Yes.
One woman took prayer out of school. So we don't need an army.
That's right.
We just need one person to say, no, I don't agree with that. I want prayer back in school. We don't need an army. Now, I believe that this is what the youth of Greene County needs to hear today, that even though it's not accepted, even though it's not popular, even though it's not an easy way of life, it is still okay to stand out for Jesus.
Yes.
No matter what people say or do about you, you can care less. I could care less about what people say about me. As long as I'm standing out for Jesus and I'm on that path, I don't care what people think. Oh, well, he goes to church every Sunday. He doesn't have a life. I have a life. I have a life for Christ.
Yes.
That's the only life that I need. That's the only life I want. I don't want any popularity. I don't want any of that. I just want to be popular in God's eyes, that when he looks at me at the pearly gates, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. You have ran the course. Welcome in. I don't want to get to the pearly gates and he say, look at it, now go down to hell. I don't want that. I don't want to taste it. I don't want a glimpse of it. I want to walk in it. I want to live in it. I want to spend eternity on those golden streets by the crystal sea in my mansion. Because I've got a mansion over the hilltop.
Yes.
It's just we got to get over the hilltop. We got to cross Jordan. We got to make it through.
Right.
We got to make it through the trials and tribulations. It is still okay to stand out for Jesus. Young people up in the balcony, everybody that's here, if you don't hear anything else that I've said here tonight, listen to this. Stand out for Jesus.
Yes.
It is still okay to stand out for Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
It is still okay. Everybody say, it is still okay to stand out for Jesus. No matter what people say, it is still okay to stand out for Jesus. Would everyone please tonight stand? I would like to ask the preachers to make their way to the altar. That's all I have. That's it. That's all God gave me. I don't want to add or take away. Now at this time, all the altars are open. Make your way down the stairs, out of your pew. The altars are open. You can come kneel. The preachers are here to pray with you. But I encourage you all, don't leave here like you came.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got to step out. We'll be open to pray for you about anything. Long as we can't save you. We can't get saved for you. You have to step out and take action and get saved and right with God. This may be very well may be the last chance you ever get to get right with God.
Amen.
This may be the last chance. We may go home tonight and He may rapture us all up. We don't know. I don't know. Jesus don't even know when He's coming back. But I encourage you all that if you're not right with God, if you have any doubt, if you're 99% sure, come get one more percent sure that if you died tonight, if He took you tonight, if He raptured us all tonight, would you make it to heaven or would you make it to hell? The altars are open and Peter's on the piano.
Be seated for just a minute. I want to thank everybody that participated tonight. There was a lot of work that's been put into this. And I want to just give everybody another round of applause for what they did tonight. Amen. Amen. I promise you I'm not fixing to preach, but I just want to read a verse or two to you. I got to take advantage of the situation. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Amen. That verse is saying, young people, stand out for Jesus.
Amen.
That's what it's saying. You see, here's the problem in the world today. We're not willing to do that. If we thought like Jesus, if we talked like Jesus, if we walked like Jesus, this world would be a better place.
Amen.
Our young people. Amen. You see, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. That's what Philip was talking about. I don't have to do what the world is doing, and I'm okay with that.
Amen.
I'm okay in Jesus' eyes when I don't act like the world. Because I'm going to tell you something. This world is headed down a path to destruction. Our young people up there are our future. We need to invest in their lives. We need to pour in their lives. Amen. Amen. And let me say this. Parents, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. It's a familiar chapter in the Bible. I want to read it and I'm going to be done here. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." It's not the preacher's job. It's not the teacher's job. It's the parent's job to bring up a child in the way they should go. Amen? So you see, don't send them to school and expect the teacher to train your child how to live for the Lord.
Amen.
They got to see you do it.
Amen.
They got to see it in your life.
Amen.
And when they see it in your life, guess what? They may go off the path, as many of us have, but we're going to come back. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to come back around. You know why? Because the seed was planted, the seed took root, the seed germinated, and we're going to continue to live our lives for the Lord. Thank God that He sent His Son to die for us so that His grace is sufficient. Amen. His grace is sufficient. Amen. You see, Jesus paid it all. Young folks, you don't have to be like everybody else. I have fun in the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to be some person that just comes in here and plops down on a pew the rest of my life and just withers away. I love life, but I love it serving Jesus. I love life, but I know who my master is. So you see, that's the difference between me and the world. I understand what it takes to make it in this world, and it's not going to be easy. In the book of James chapter 1, it says, consider it joy when you face trials and temptations. Because that helps us develop perseverance. And we got to learn to persevere if we're going to make it through those pearly gates one day. Guys, I'm just happy about this revival. Man, we got some good things lined up the rest of the week. I want you to come back and support it tomorrow night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night. I thank Philip for the word he brought. Amen. And for our singers tonight. Amen. Amen. Reverend Lewis, we thank you for coming along as well. And Stavana. Amen. 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 You got another one you can sing? Yeah. Can you sing one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's have it one more time. That's going to close us out tonight. Amen. 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 No offense, Peter, but she looks better than you. Amen. Okay.
Amen. God, what?
Grab that other one. Yeah, that one right there. That next one, just flip it on. This will be our closeout song for the night.
Amen.
God is just a prayer away.
Father, as we be dismissed from this place, but never from your presence, our glory and power be unto you for both now and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
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 Amen. Hug three people on the way out the door. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
this time I was busting out, man.
He said, get mad. He said, come on.
Uh-huh. Y'all did that.
Y'all be on recording. Hold on. I got
that was not that way.
I did that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Jesus did. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Took up the wall.